Looking at them, I
did
wouldn't
you ever
know
have
what
to
you
clean
found.
Them out?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You had to do that every day. If you didn't, it'd build up, or every 2 days.
Tell me about that. What it builds up?
The ashes build up down the bottom of the stove, you know, a heater. And most of them was cast iron, you know, the ones that throwed off the best heat. You take a conductor of heat that, you know, it's just the same principle as these modern day gas stoves. You got those grates that sit up in the front of it, you know, and they get hot, you know, and get white hot. That conductor of heat that throws off heat waves. And it's the same thing, you know, your metal and your stove gets hot, you know, and throws off heat waves through the house, through the room. And it's the same principle.
Well, the stuff you got to clean out of there, all the...
It's the ashes, old burnt ashes.
Up in the chimney, though.
Oh, that you usually didn't do that once a year.
Get the...
Well, she wants to call over their house. Get your shoes on, your coat. You won't get a coat. I don't know. It's simple procedure. Cleaning it out. It was always used as an argument, you know.
Clean out the what?
The heater, you know, the bottom of it. You'd have to, the front of it, you'd have a place where you, it was a little, I don't know, a little opening, a little gate on the front of it to stove most of them. These little tin ones, which you used a lot of those. And, you know, both kind. You had cast iron, you had tin heaters. And you'd open it up, and you had your little, little spoon, something. You stick down in there, and you shovel it out, man, you get with it, you know.
When you shovel it in?
Argue about it before you got it.
You had to do it?
Yeah. Or it's a big argument over, hey, that's my turn. Oh, it's my turn. It's your turn.
I used to try and shovel them out in a paper bag. You know, of course, now, if there's any fire left going in there, damn thing would burn out before you got out the door.
Yeah,
everything
yeah.
would drop out.
No, we usually had a bucket, either that or, you know, something that had a bale on it, you know, you wouldn't have to touch it. Because usually it came out of ashes, would be, you know, it would be hot too. You'd be careful with it.
Well, the stuff that would get up in the chimney would be the...
Soot.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy, don't talk about that. And there's no way you could clean that thing out. And the room, it would just, you know, just you'd have to get up and brush that thing out, man, and it was awful. Unless you was lucky enough to have a burnout, you know. Stuff would build up on the inside of that chimney.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll catch on fire and burn out.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And burn out in the chimney.
Well, that'll catch the house on fire, too.
No, not really. That's just hearsay, you know, when they say to burn your house up when you have a burnout in the chimney because you won't do it. How can it? I mean, you got fire going up through it all the time anyway. I mean, that's just more fire.
I guess you're right. what did you have to clean it out with? You had some sort of...
It's a little shovel thing, you know. No, it was a little shovel. It had a handle on it about 18 inches long, you know. It was made for that. It reached all the way to the back of the stove, you know.
No, I was talking about getting the soot out of it.
Oh, mostly. I tell you, I never done it. My dad, he's one that pretty well done that, you know.
Yeah.
It was kind of he'd take a brush, with a long handle on it, you know. Rush up and down through that thing and
you gotta get up
get
on
it off the, you know, take you'd have to take your stove loose.
How'd you do that? Do you have to get up on the
get up on the top of the house, you know, and brush up and down.
Yeah.
Now you more said, nasty than it was anything, you know. That old suck. Couldn't help but get it on you.
You said that the top of the house was usually
tin.
Had a tin
top.